In recent weeks, we've seen the Taiwan situation really heating up, with reports that the USSA sees it as an opportunity to confront China, and China seeing it as an opportunity to reunite its territory and people under the indivisible rule of a single political construct. You know, like the DC-led construct here in the USSA. So why can't China preserve its union with Taiwan? Why is that a no-go? Before we dive in, let me be crystal clear that I am in no way, shape, or form advocating or defending the idea that China should impose its notion of an indivisible union on Taiwan by force, militarily, economically, or in any other way. I'm just asking a question that's begging to be asked and consistently answered by those who think of political unions as indivisible, like many do here in the USSA, that's all. Before we roll deeper into this, if you appreciate this kind of content and want more, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com, where we post new material like this daily. Now back to the China question, or better put, the indivisible union question. China views Taiwan as a part of China. Taiwan claims to be an independent nation that escaped from China during the communist revolution that swept the mainland. From China's perspective, they have an indivisible union to preserve and protect. Sound familiar? Do you know of any other Marxist revolution-swept lands that are super keen on preserving what is described in all manner of state-sanctioned propaganda as an indivisible political union? So much so that it programs its children by having them pledge allegiance to this indivisible political union each and every day before diving into yet another wave of explicitly godless Marxist indoctrination. If you guessed America, you have discerned wisely. And that means you can also probably see why this China-Taiwan deal is an important irony to notice and examine here on the eve of Independence Day. And Independence Day coming on the heels of Joe Biden threatening to deploy F-15s and nukes against anyone taking that whole separation independence idea too seriously, while also looking to strip citizens of the freedom to bear arms against tyrannical governments and the elite abuser class atop our increasingly tyrannical government. The more Chairman Joe rambles on with such idiotic threats, the more he reveals himself as the wannabe dictator that he is, and our systems as the elite abuser-enabling nightmare constructs that they are. FBI is the new KGB, don't you know, and the NSA is like a new high-tech Stasi. So while Chairman Joe may indeed be delusional enough to imagine that he's actually stemming the tide of healthy revolution that is rising around him, his inane blathering is only highlighting the problems that inspire the kinds of radical shifts in power that occurred in 1776. May God grace us with the wisdom to reject the propaganda that the state uses to keep us bound to its freedom-destroying indivisible union concept, and the will to stand up and do what needs to be done, like those who put everything on the line to secure what we are supposed to be celebrating on Independence Day. Now more than ever, in this era of open anti-Christian bigotry and the end game of anti-freedom elites running the American empire, we need to get connected with each other. If you appreciate this perspective and would like a daily dose of informed optimism, subscribe to the channel and sign up for the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.